Joining me now is Stephen Collins, the political editor of the Irish Times. Stephen, I wonder if you could tell us, what are the consequences of a no vote?
Well, the consequences of a no vote will be enormous for this country. What precisely they will be, it's hard to say in the immediate aftermath of the referendum result. But certainly Ireland's standing with the rest of the EU has plummeted, with the European governments anyway, whatever about the peoples in other European countries. Our standing has gone down because we are regarded as having done very well out of the EU. During the campaign itself, I got calls from journalists, I don't know them, from other countries, Eastern European countries particularly, looking for comments about what was going on, and they frankly couldn't believe that the Irish people, having got so much out of the EU, were even contemplating voting no. So our standing goes down. So following on from that, the question is, how does the Irish government suffer? What happens in the longer term? And I think we have to wait and see how that plays out. A lot of it, I think, will be hidden rather than overt. Legally, we are quite entitled to vote no. But as a European official said to me a few months ago, you may be legally entitled to vote no, but there are huge political consequences if you do, and you can't ignore those. And the political consequences are that we would be regarded as the bad boys of Europe. So when it comes to any tight decisions, it's like having the referee on your side or against you. Up to now, we've had the referee on our side very much so. The European Commission has given us a lot of leeway in the way we've operated EU rules. From now on, I think we'll get no leeway at all, and we won't get any favours from any of our partners in the European Union.
And although it's early days now, what do you think the problem has been, given that the vast majority of the political parties in this country were behind the treaty?
I think the political parties didn't campaign hard enough early enough. I think they have to take responsibility for that. I think there's also something more difficult to put your finger on, which is that a huge segment of the public resented having to vote, even though if they were not allowed to vote, there would be outrage. But people, it wasn't just that people didn't know. Politicians I've spoken to said they found a lot of people just didn't want to know and resented being asked to consider the issues, refused to deal with the issues, refused to read up the literature that they were given, and then said that as they didn't know, they were going to vote no. There was also, I think, a feeling in the public that there's no consequence to voting no, that it's we have done well over the last 20, 30 years. I don't think there's actually an appreciation of why we've done well, and I don't think there's any appreciation of how bad things are going to be in the future, and that this is going to add to them quite considerably.
And I suppose it might be a difficult thing to answer, but what happens next? In the immediate future, what can we expect?
That is the very difficult thing to answer. It really depends on what the rest of the EU decides. Do they really want to go ahead with this treaty? If they want to go ahead with the arrangements, they may ask the Irish government, what is your problem? I think that is the first thing they will do in any case. They'll say, OK, why did you vote no? The problem the Irish government has is that it doesn't know why people voted no. There is no overwhelming reason. We're not being asked to join a European army. We're not being asked to accept abortion. We're not being asked to accept different tax rates than we've been used to. So the Irish government has got to try and define one or two issues. And maybe they could say to the European Union, if you amend the treaty and add a couple of protocols in which deal with our concerns on these issues, we could go for another vote. That's what we did after the Nice was defeated. And even though the second time on the Nice treaty, there was a protocol about neutrality. Now, neutrality hadn't been threatened really in the first Nice treaty, but this spelled it out in black and white. The difficulty this time is there's nothing quite as clear-cut as that that is causing concern. But if the Irish government can't explain why it's concerned, I think there will be real anger and puzzlement in Europe. And the question is, what do they do? Does everybody else go ahead and ratify and just try and lean on us to vote again? Do they decide they're going to open up new structures? Do they decide that they're going to operate as much of the Lisbon Treaty as they can without calling it a treaty? So as much of the provisions as are required from the Lisbon that they can operate without going through the process of ratifying a treaty. They may just adopt those. But we're into uncharted territory. Uncertainty is what Brian Cowan kept saying was going to be the result. So I think it is absolutely uncertain, but whatever it is, I think it's not going to be good for us.
And finally, do you think there's a sense that this may have been a protest vote against the Irish government, or is there a sense that it was just people voting against the treaty?
I think it's not so much a protest vote against the Irish government and not so much a vote against the treaty. I think it's a vote against almost everything. It's a vote against politics, because it's not just the government was in favour of it. Fine Gael were in favour of it, and Labour were in favour of it, and these parties account for more than 90% of the seats in the Dáil. So it basically, I think, a majority of the electorate refused to be advised by them, it was almost a resentment at being told or at what to do, even though it's the government's job to put these issues to the country. So there's a malaise out there in the electorate, a clear distrust with the entire political system, which could have more fundamental consequences in the longer term, apart altogether from the EU.